Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Dr. Dave. Say hello, Dr. Dave.
Hello.
He's over at the bar. And welcome to all of our affiliates on the ever-growing Radio Northwest Network. Today, in a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Carolyn Wells, who's the head honcho down at KCBS. That's the Kansas City Barbecue Society.
Ooh.
Carolyn's been on the show a number of times. And speaking of the show, we are setting new records. I'm going to tell you that right now. We are setting new records from the SoundCloud that a show like this has not set before.
Really?
It is. It is true. It is true. We're getting a lot of people from around the country are listening to us because they can't listen to us live.
It's a good show, too.
It's a good show, and it's fun. And we're setting new records with that. And we are on
iTunes. I got us hooked up.
You hooked us.
So every time I put a podcast on SoundCloud, sends it out to iTunes. You can set it up and automatically download it to your phone or your computer. And guess what?
It works.
Listen anytime you want.
Except you can't do it to my phone because we can't get the damn thing to work. But anyway, that's a different deal. That's, I guess, why my wife.
Ain't you? That's why.
Last year.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Hey, everybody. It is my pleasure to welcome to Barbecue Nation our dear friend Carolyn Wells, who is the head mahoo. I'm sure that's not on her business card, but that's what I know her as from the KCBS, the Kansas City Barbecue Society. Carolyn, how are you, my dear?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for asking.
Does it say head mahoo on your deal?
No. It says, I used to be the godmother of of barbecue, and now I'm thinking of the grandmother of barbecue.
Oh, no. Come on. You're good. Without you and a couple of your friends back there, barbecue, especially competitive barbecue, would not be what it is today. So we owe you a big round of applause. Maybe Dr. Dave will put that sound effect in for me when he gets here. So what's going on new with KCBS?
Well, you know, we have a new world headquarters that we're...
Yeah, I noticed that.
So we're here at the Taj Mahal, and it's very large, and we're trying our best to fill it up. So we've got lots of new activities going on, and we're spreading our wings. We're doing backyard contests, and I think you knew that we do kids' queues.
Right.
We have over 100 of them this year.
Really? That's incredible.
It is incredible. And it's, they're our next generation of cookers. And little buggers are really good. I was amazed. Their food is very good. So we're adding those, and we're adding some grilling experiences and some other standalone contests like steak or, a single category thing.
Sure.
That people can grill and be done with, and it's a fun category, and it only takes 15 minutes to do, and the cookers kind of like it because you can play with the food a little more.
I'm not surprised that these kids are doing good. Of course, some of them are children and grandchildren of competitors or relatives of competitors, so they've got a little insight into it, but I think that's terrific. You know, my other passion besides cooking and food and barbecue is golf. And they've got similar programs for kids, so we ought to get those two things together. You know that?
Yeah, watching little balls roll around on the green and watching big old hunks of meat cook.
Yeah, I'll tell you, these golfers, they can eat.
I know.
Trust me, they can eat. So, do you have that whole new building? Is that whole building that I was looking at on Google? Is that yours, or is part of it yours? Or
every square foot of it, yes, sir.
Man, you guys. That's
well,
a lot.
We're going to rent out part of it. So,
yeah.
We have the top floor for lease, and the basement is for lease also. But I think we have a tenant for that who's a member who makes barbecue related products and has a like an business incubation type program.
Uh-huh.
Which we're just thrilled to be connected with. To say if you had a boutique sauce or a craft, if you will, a craft sauce like craft beer,
mm-hmm.
That you could rent out the kitchen and bottle your own for in an approved kitchen.
You know, maybe you could do something like, I can just see it now, a webcast there live from the Kansas City Barbecue headquarters in Kansas City. and you could do that, and then you could get one of your top guys to come in and do an on-air clinic type thing.
Yes, we do. We're planning that as well, because we have an amazingly large parking lot for this area.
Mm-hmm.
So we tore out some loading docks and put in what we call our barbecue plaza. So you can sit on the steps and we can do demos and maybe have some. And I'm not sure if you noticed that our next door neighbor is Boulevard Brewing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So
I knew where the staff would be at the end of the day. So, I mean.
Yeah, right, sure. So we are doing some programs with them as well. And they're grand neighbors. So. They have lots of people in their visitor center too, so it's a funky fun neighborhood that shows some great promise. And we have a roastery, a coffee roasting place just up the street, and they're opening a small distillery.
Oh, jeez! So
it's turning into a little foodie type corner.
You're never gonna want to go home, Carolyn. You're just gonna like. You can have food. You can have libations. I know there's going to be some music involved at some place. So at some point, so
yeah. You'll
have that. Do you have? I know a couple of executives from other organizations, especially the horse ones. They actually had little apartments built in their buildings, so that if they had board meetings, what have you, and they didn't want to drive home, because you know usually the executive VPs and stuff get stuck in a lot of arm-bending conversations, if you will, till the wee hours, and then they have to go home, and then they have to turn around and come back. You ought to consider, you know, putting yourself an apartment in there, maybe a jacuzzi, you know, whatever.
And then they'd never let me out.
They'd just keep you.
I'd be stuck here all the time.
Well, that, you know, I mean, as long as they were doing the maintenance and stuff at your house also, I mean, my God, you know. You would do. I think you would do well. I can't wait to come back and see you and see the new.
And when will that be?
Sometime this year. I'm going to hit the road a little later on.
Cool.
We've got this show, of course, and we just started a golf show called Grilling at the Green.
Oh, cool!
And it's just about a month old. Something I'd been working on for a long time.
And what are you grilling at the green?
Well, we first of all, I grill my guests on the show. But then I also make every one of them bring in a recipe or two that they like to have after their round of golf.
Oh, great.
And so some of it is indoor cooking, some of it is outdoor cooking. And then if you go to grillingatthegreen.net, you'll see a lot of stuff that I've done there in pictures and recipes and stuff. So,
lovely.
Yeah, it's going to grow. But yeah, you should. It's a fun thing. And gosh, you know. Anytime I can get anybody either on a golf course or out by a pit or a grill or anything, I really don't care what they use. I just want them outside cooking. That's kind of my deal here.
Cook outdoors.
Yeah, cook outdoors. I mean, you get cooped up for 6 months a year, especially up here in the Northwest, really. So, gosh, get out there and do something fun.
Well, and that's why we're taking on some new stuff. So it's we do, you know, the number one reason that people like food cooked on the grill is that it tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know that we all know the difference between barbecuing and grilling.
Oh, sure.
You know that they're not the same thing, but you know what? They're both honorable cooking methods.
Absolutely.
So there's no reason we shouldn't be doing both.
Yeah, you know, my 2-year anniversary from hosting this show, and we're going to have to take a break here really in a couple seconds, but
okay.
Is coming up in next month. And the one thing I've learned about this, I've lost a lot of my own prejudices since I've been doing this show, and know that as long as you're cooking outdoors, and I don't care whether it's stick wood, charcoal, pellets, gas, whatever, I'm happy you're doing it. So how's that?
That's excellent.
There you go.
Very good philosophy.
Thank you very much. And this segment will be brought to you by United Airlines, putting hospital back in hospitality. I blew that joke. Sorry about that. We're going to be back with Carolyn Wells from the Kansas City Barbecue Society in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
A long time forgotten, our dreams have just fell by the way. And the good life he promised ain't what she's living.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at barbecuenation@kxl.com. Or you can go to our Facebook, which is Barbecue Nation with JT. You can do that, and it's fun. And we'd like to thank all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network. Name off a couple here for you. KWRO in Coos Bay and KPNW down in Eugene. And we'd like to thank them for being with us. And all of our folks listening now in our new market up in Seattle. Thanks for joining us. Today, we have Carolyn Wells, who is the executive director of the Kansas City Barbecue Society. They've got a brand new building. They've got new stuff going on for the kids. But you also, I think, have new events, general events, don't you, coming up for the big kids like me?
Sure. That's what I was actually referring to when we were talking about the steaks.
Yes.
Like we do an oyster fest. So you're judging fresh oysters. We can do anything that can be cooked on a grill, obviously. So it's spreading the breadth of what we do. It's offering a contest for backyarders so that it's chicken and ribs so that they're not intimidated by the big boys. That are the rock stars.
Sure.
Competition barbecue. We can do tailgate contests. We're doing collegiate contests. So we're just we're spreading our wings.
I think you ought to get me back there to judge the seafood contest because I'm from Seafood Central up here.
Yeah.
In the Northwest, you know.
Absolutely.
And and I can teach him a couple things that I actually learned in Australia about oysters. So that's pretty cool.
Very good.
We're
doing an oyster thing in a competition in Norway, actually, as well.
Oh, you're going to have your lutefisk up there by Yemeni. You know, that stuff's just marvelous. You got to have that. There's a lot of greasy fish.
And you sounded too much like Tim Conway.
Yeah, I work on that. Trust me, because I like that. I can do that elephant one too. When the Siamese elephants. Being the director, back on a serious note, with my friend Carolyn Wells here from KCBS. Back on a serious note, you have to travel an awful lot. You get tired of that?
Well, I get tired of the process. I don't get tired of being out, being with people I love. They're my peeps, I love seeing. Our contests tend to be pretty family-oriented activities, and
mm-hmm.
I love seeing multiple generations of people together, and people actually that I grew up with, or we've grown old together in some cases. That's
growing older, not up. Isn't that the way the song goes, Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, but it's experiencing places that I'd never have any reason to be there other than it's holding a barbecue contest, and I do a lot of contests in the South, and they really try to out nice each other. So whether it's meeting you well or giving you gifts or other stuff, and the level of competition is just great. We're doing a lot more stuff in Texas now, so I really love going to that country.
It is a country.
Yeah.
It is a country.
But they're so darn nice.
Well, they are. I mean, they'll just owe darling the hell out of you forever down there. And and I love them. I've got relatives that live in Texas. But when you were saying, you know what flashed on me is when you were talking about how they try to out-nice each other. And I thought, everybody but Myron. Myron isn't going to out-nice anybody.
Oh, he goes to great lengths not to show that he's really a deep down nice person.
I know he is. He's a sweetheart underneath. But I just that.
Hell, I don't know him. Give him that much credit.
Ah! What's your biggest thrill so far, Carolyn? And I mean, the KCBS is really your baby at this point. You've got people that helped you get it started and all that, but you're at the driver's. You're at the wheel.
Well, I describe it. It is my baby, but it's also my teenager with raging hormones.
That's marvelous.
It's weird. Number one, I am a firm believer that if you're it's the Ray Kroc's theory, if you're green, you're growing. If you're not, you're rotting. So we've been so blessed to keep growing and expanding our reach. And I think you know from last year's conversations that our big growth now is international.
Mm-hmm.
Our strongest. We're kind of plateaued here, but that. That happens for every 3 or 4 years. We'll go in a spurt, and then we'll plateau off, and then we'll start again. But the internationals are just going great. We had a contest in Perth 2 weeks ago in Australia, and I think we're doing 50 international contests this year.
Good for you. Good for KCBS.
We're going to Brazil and. And the Caribbean.
Are you going?
No, I may. We may do another contest in Perth later on this in the fall, and I might do that one.
I was just curious because I've been to all those places, and I was going to give you some advice about Brazil, but we can do that off the air too. You know, I'm really glad I took this gig because I've just had so much fun and talked to so many interesting people, met people like you. And have, you know, becomes friends with them and stuff. And it's just, it's real interesting to me.
Well, it's, you know, it's sort of, it's Americana.
Yeah.
It's all about food, family, fun, and friends. And you get to do some great eating. And most of the family's pretty nice, but you know, we have some dysfunction like all families.
But you just put them at the end of the table.
Yeah, by and large, it's the best extended family anybody could hope to have.
Yes, it is. Hey, we're going to take a break, but I want to ask my listeners to go see Jim at Knob Hill Outfitters over on Lake Road, just west of Southeast Oatfield Road in Milwaukee, inside Milwaukee Floral and Garden, and online at knobhilloutfitters.com, because he's got some great grills and stuff that he's knocked a ton of money off the prices, the retail prices. Some of them are one-of-a-kind blowouts, but that's it at knobhilloutfitters.com. You can do that. We're going to be back with Carolyn Wells from Kansas City Barbecue Society. Where else would she be from? That's her deal. And we're going to be back in a couple of minutes here on Barbecue Nation. Don't go away.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. If you just joined us, we are talking with Carolyn Wells from the Kansas City Barbecue Society and a good friend of the show's. If you'd like to, we're going to talk to her in just a second again, of course. If you'd like to email us, again, it's barbecuenation@kxl.com or recipes. If you got a recipe you want to share with us or photos, you can do it at recipes@kxl.com. I mean, you can get 5 million email addresses and they all go into the same box, right? The reason I say that is because we're going to be working with Bear Mountain Forest Products again. And their sister company, Smokehouse Products, is going to be giving us some more of the smoker boxes. So if you don't have a charcoal grill or a stick wood grill, but you have a gas grill, we can help you out a little bit there. And using one of their smoker boxes, you put it on your gas grill, get a little smoke flavor in that, and help you out. So what you got to do... is just send us some pictures of your cooking. And the ones we choose, we're going to put on the websites and put on the Facebook and do all that stuff that I absolutely know nothing about as far as the technical side of it. And then we will let you know you will be getting a prize from us in the mail. So how's that? Is that good? Is that a good lead in there, Carolyn? You like that? You want one? I'll send you one.
Nah, thanks. I've got 20 of them.
No, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
I have 5 of them.
You want me to try another United Airlines joke for you right here?
No, no. That's
yeah.
All right.
Board is a doctor and leave is a patient. So.
Oh, dear.
I like that. What's the biggest joy you've had so far? And I know I've asked you this before, but I think that probably changes as time goes on. The biggest joy from, you know, not only being the head of KCBS, but also getting out there with the people.
Well, I just think it's the community and their spirit of giving back. Spirit of fostering our sport, art form, culinary technique, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
Again, it's that sense of family and of community. So, and they're very embracing of others, and they're always, as you know, we have a lot of type A personalities, but they're,
oh yeah,
if nothing else, they're trying to outbest themselves as well as their competitors. So the levels to which they go to compete and practice and perfect techniques, and you know, I guess I love seeing the system work and being successful for everybody. You know, we're interdependent. We are an organization of cookers, but we're also an organization of judges. We're an organization of organizers, most of all whom are trying to raise money for charity or public awareness. So they're trying to do good and highlight their communities. So without those three groups, and hopefully without KCBS, we wouldn't have anything, because they're all necessary components. Now, you know, if they find a better organization to go to, they're certainly welcome to do that. But I've got a Southwest Airlines philosophy for customer service, and it's outrageous customer service.
Yeah. It's not United, it's Southwest, right?
That's no comment.
Well, I've got, you know, in the years, I flew over, I don't know, 500,000, 750,000 miles on United. And my sister-in-law now works for United. She worked for Continental, but then they merged, and so it's right. United Continental. So I can't help but give her a little crap about all this stuff that's been going on. And the other thing
that poor dead rabbit.
Yeah, that poor. I was thinking about that this morning. I thought, boy, we could smoke that sucker.
Yep.
And because he's probably frozen, because he was at 35,000 feet all the way across the pond.
Oh, dear.
So I saw that picture of that kid holding him.
It's a big boy.
He had to be about 30 pounds or something. I don't know what he was. It'd take a while. That's be an all-day bunny job, you know, so to speak. Anyway. I'm getting off the track here. Do you miss, you know, I talked to you about the stuff you didn't like, and you said the process, but going down south and stuff, that is still special. Every time I get to go down, like into Georgia or the Carolinas or anything like that, even in your neck of the woods in, you know, Kansas and Oklahoma and Missouri and those areas, people are generally so nice.
Oh, yeah.
And so pleasant to be around and helpful. It's not like going to New York.
Yes. Well, I'm a native Tennessean, so I was well schooled on how to be nice.
Sure.
My mama would have whipped me.
Yep. Got one of them hickory switches after you.
Yep. I heard she had a hairbrush. kind of wicked.
Yeah. That reminds me of when my mother chased my sister down the hallway. And my mom is not, she's still alive, not very tall. And my sister was, you know, 4 or 5 inches, 6 inches taller than her. But she broke this yardstick over my sister's head. And I don't want to hear any email crap about child abuse. This was 60 years ago, okay? So, but my sister had kind of screwed the pooch on doing some of her duties, like washing the dishes and watering the flowers. And then she got busted, and she lipped off to my mom. And my mom just reached around and grabbed this little, you know, those yardsticks they used to give you at the hardware store.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were thin. They were not like hitting them with a log or anything. But my sister, I almost said her name, was an athlete. She was a runner on the track team and stuff. She took off running, but my mom's little short legs caught up with her and whack, right across the back of the head with that yardstick, and that yardstick snapped in half. And I started laughing, and then I got in trouble. Anyway, that story has absolutely no merit other than you can relate to it. How's that?
I can relate to it.
Yeah. And I think we're all maybe more respectful of people because of that. But that's for a different show, a different topic. Where do you want to see KCBS 5 years from now, Carolyn?
Well, when we did strategic planning, that we were, if we stayed on the trajectory we were on, and this was like 5 years ago, in our 10-year plan, we'd have 900 contests a year. And I think we're probably going to get pretty close to that in 10 years. Yeah. So as long as I can continue to grow and manage with it, it's fine. Quite frankly, I don't have the stamina I used to, but I'll still work 60 hours a week, but just it hurts a lot more than it used to.
Yeah. 6 a.m. comes a hell of a lot earlier. I know. Yeah.
But it's, it's a moment in time that I don't want to let go of because it's just been so fulfilling.
Well, like we said before, and we've said it many times, this is your baby. I mean, you and your husband and some other folks really started putting this thing together a while back, and you've seen it grow, and you've lived through the tough parts, and now it's kind of taken off. I mean, we've got television and radio. I don't know how many other radio shows that are out there, but I think mine's probably the biggest. Bragging a little bit there as far as audience and that.
Congratulations.
But yeah. We set some records as far as live audiences and then download audiences and stuff. But, it's all about barbecue. People are interested. They want to know. They ask questions all the time if I run into them in person. And
there's a science to smoking. It's that people are very suddenly are very interested in.
Right.
So, and then, we're doing a lot of work with, like, meat science colleges, or not colleges, schools, at various universities, and heritage breeds, and, I mean, you have any clue what a Wagyu brisket costs?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's gargantuan. $250 for a brisket is crazy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But you know what? It's winning, so a lot of people are doing it.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back and wrap up our show with my friend Carolyn from the KCBS. And you guys should pay attention to what she says. She's very prophetic, and she is. I know that. I know that. You like that? That's a good out. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Bye.
Honky tonks in Texas.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network in beautiful downtown Portland today. We've got Carolyn Wells from KCBS on us. I really like Carolyn because she always tells the truth. That's one of the things I like about her. So where are you off to this weekend? Besides, I know you're doing the Smithville thing right now, but
well,
this afternoon.
Well, I'm going to the stadium for that. And then tomorrow we have a contest at the Power and Light District, which is down across from the Sprint Arena here, and so it's a small hybrid type contest of appetizer, side dish, and dessert instead of four meats. So that should be interesting, and then we've got four other contests in town. And I guess my next trip away is Memphis in May, which is an annual pilgrimage for me.
Do you watch the ducks come out of the hotel?
No. I sit down on the river and eat barbecue.
Ah, there you go.
And I've seen the ducks and I love them, but they're a little raw to be eaten out of the fountain.
Yeah. Well, that makes you think, like, if you're in a life raft out in the ocean, you know.
Yeah, right.
Be trying to grab the ducks. But are you an Elvis fan when you go down there, when you go to Memphis? Come on, fess up.
Not really.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I am an Elvis fan, but not rabid about it or anything.
You don't go to Graceland and hang out and go, oh, I saw the ghost in the window.
No, yeah. I'm down at the river seeing my buddies. I only get to see once a year.
There you go. There you go. How can people get a competition going? And if they don't want, I mean, you've got the four meets, and I understand that. But if somebody out here said wanted to do a KCBS sanctioned event, but they only wanted to do seafood, and we've got about 4 minutes left here, so kind of lay it on us if that's possible for one, and two, how would they go about doing it?
Well, okay, to do a sanctioned contest anyway, you generally would contact the office, which would be at kcbs.us. It could be sanctioning, or you could just send it to contest, and Kim, who runs that part, would send you an organizer's guide that gives you it's like a 60-page guide that lays out guidelines for hopefully a successful event. That's pretty, I mean, we send out thousands of those a year, so, or she'll send it to you electronically too. So amongst our stable of things that, you know, we have a thing called competitor series where if you wanted to have a contest and it was sponsored by XYZ Grill Company, you could, and that was a gas grill.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that under our competitor series. You can pick your meat, pick your fuel, pick your grill, pick anything. You know, it's the same principles of judging are still the same. It's still appearance, tenderness, and taste. But you get to wander off the reservation and
do good.
You can garnish it any way you want. An organizer can specify all those things. So if you're not wanting to get into the quote-unquote event production business, which is what you're in once you have a contest, because it's from ear to tail or whatever that phrase is describing barbecue, you got to do the whole thing as far as you need the real estate, the logistics, the facilities.
Sure.
You need to recruit people. You need to pay the prize money. You need to get sponsorships, da-da-da-da-da. Excuse me. So a lower stress thing would be probably to do a competitor series. It's just the points don't count toward toward our team of the year points.
Right. But you can kind of modify it and make it
exactly
to whatever you want and indigenous to your area too, which
yeah,
I think is cool.
Oh, absolutely. Like you'd be great to have an alder smoked salmon contest.
Mm-hmm.
With smoked salmon. So, or as we were talking earlier, oysters, or we could do a standalone steak contest, a standalone backyard barbecue contest. You can, with just the chicken and ribs. So a one day event, which is not so threatening to those people that think you have to do it like the pitmasters did.
Sure. Well, I mean, we have some pitmasters that have come from here. Jesse Henry's down in your neck of the woods now.
Yeah.
He's over in Oklahoma, northern Oklahoma, hanging out there. But A lot of people who are just kind of getting into this, they don't realize how much work it is, but they will when they do that. Anyway, we've got to run. Carolyn, thank you so much for being with us again this week. It is always a pleasure to talk to you, my dear.
Well, it's my pleasure also, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime you want to come on the show, you just let me know. Anyway, we got to go, so we'll see you next week here on Barbecue Nation. Take care, everybody, and remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it. Take care.